Katie, this is a work session, a work session on House Bill 2680B. Janet, could you bring us up to speed on where we are on this bill? I know it's been changed a wee bit.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, House Bill 2680, and if you're looking at the B5 amendments, would create a Legislative Committee on Transportation as a joint committee of the Legislative Assembly. It would specify the duties include review of Department of Transportation progress in carrying out state law, review of rules and policies. The department would be required under the amendments to submit a list of projects that are specified as a result of House Bill 2082, if House Bill 2082 becomes law, and require that this new joint committee review the list and make recommendations to the E-Board as to whether expenditures should be authorized. Requires section 7 of the bill also requires the Department of Transportation to appoint a committee, this is a separate committee, to examine how state and federal environmental and land use regulations affect department spending. They also require report to the legislature on recommendations as to reducing costs of environmental and land use compliance. Mr. Chair, we've been talking right before the meeting with the Legislative Fiscal Office. This bill, as amended, seems to be kind of a hybrid between setting up a complete independent office, such as the Trade and Economic Development Office used to be within the legislature, but doesn't provide any staffing or authority for people to sign the contracts or anything that are provided for in Sections 3 and 4. It's been the recommendation of Gary Wilhelms and Legislative Fiscal Office and myself that if we are going more on the traditional interim committee model to strike Sections 3 and 4 of the bill and replace it with language that the Legislative Administration Committee would staff this joint interim committee. Actually, it's a joint interim and session committee.
Question. Mr. Hill?
I don't know who I'd ask it of. Of whom and what types of contracts would a legislative committee enter into that we would be setting up this structure? I don't understand. Are we going to go out and pave roads now?
Okay. I didn't hear that because I have not really read this all the way through. I've been busy on other things. But it's my understanding that this committee will meet and make sure that the projects that were recommended to us are the projects that the ODOT is going to go forward on. This is should that 2082 pass. And this interim committee will make recommendations to the E-Board to release the bonding money or allow that to go forward because the projects are in line. Isn't that, Representative Lehman, wasn't that your understanding? Are you okay?
I think that was one of the goals of the legislative committee. I thought that it was also meant as kind of a one-stop shop for legislation dealing with transportation overall, that there was one group that had some cohesiveness to it, and part of that was the list coming back for updates if in fact we get 2082 and in fact there's a list. I hadn't envisioned this as being the main purpose was the list. It was kind of an overall.
Mr. Chair, I thought that my answer was directly what Representative Hill just asked. That's the only contracts that we would look at. It wasn't all of ODOT's. Well, maybe it is, but that's what it was about, Representative Hill. What page are you? He has a...
Senator Duke, pardon.
Thank you, Mr.
There we go,
Chair.
Page 3.
I suppose
we also have a couple staff members that could come up and join us in the conversation, maybe.
Yes,
if you like.
Yeah.
Could you, Wilhelms, pardon me, Senator.
That's okay. I think it's possible that a legislative committee could get grant money to go and do a more thorough study of something if it decided that there was an area that jointly we needed more information on. I think that's probably unlikely, but it is possible to do some of that sort of thing. I've seen language like this in other bills. I've never seen it survive through the whole process, but I've seen it in things. My concern is, generally speaking, an interim committee on any subject looks to the agency and looks to the subject matter. And so I hope we're not crafting an interim committee that will solely be looking at which projects to build. The other thing is that should the bill survive, the other bill survive all the way through the process, it's ODOT's supposed to take it out as a smaller STIP process out to the local communities. And what would happen if one of the local communities decided that they wanted a project different than one of those that was on the list, the B list? It seems to me that they ought to have the ability to do that, and I would prefer that we not, at this point in time, say what's on that list is cast in concrete and we're going to make the agency do those. We still have a public STIP process.
Yeah. Representative Hill and Lehman. And then please, we're in work session, join in whenever you have some help. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm still confused in terms of looking at Section 4, which is this receipt of money. The purpose of the committee in Section 2 is review, study, and make recommendations. Are we contemplating the hiring of consultants? And I'm just trying to understand what types of contracts we would enter into that we would need this language, because someone must have some concept of what they're trying to do here.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Gary.
If I might address the questions and the confusion in two separate pieces. First of all, the intent, which is to create this standing joint legislative committee, which would do those items that are outlined in the bill, and would be in the position of receiving the list, if you will, from ODOT, and then making a recommendation to the emergency board that the list substantially meets the understanding of this session of the legislature, and the list that you've all seen. And that definitely is one of the functions of the committee, but not the only function. And the idea is that they would receive that list from ODOT, look at it, stamp their approval on it, send it on to the e-board, or, on the other hand, if it didn't substantially meet what your understanding is, they would reject the list in its entirety, send it back to ODOT, and say, you got to get closer to what you told the legislators you were going to do during the session of the legislature.
Before we go much further, I believe there's a recommendation coming to strike Sections 3 and 4. Is that correct? Because
yes.
I would be against it if Section 4
Well, Mr.
There.
Chairman, I just wanted to make sure that there was an understanding of what the intent was, and then how the bill was drafted, and it was probably my instructions to legislative counsel that caused those sections to be in there, which were to pattern it after other standing committees that we have, and that's what has been done. That is boilerplate language. And we would now recommend, based on further conversation, that that language be struck, Sections 3 and 4, and that an additional section be inserted, which I hope Legislative Council can help us identify, but it also is language that is kind of boilerplate that is elsewhere in the statutes that makes it clear that it's a legislative branch staffed committee, would be staffed through the normal legislative branch process, and I've already had a conversation with the legislative administrator to talk about whether or not we thought there would be any fiscal impact to this, and as a matter of fact, the end result of that conversation was that it would be a break even, that we would not be staffing interim committees as we normally do, that this committee would assume those functions and would therefore assume the expense, and therefore the expense would be a wash.
One other thing that was discussed in the committee, and I know the Senator Shannon was instrumental, and I agree, that one of the charges of this committee is to study the Washington plan, the way
That's
the
right.
state of Washington is handling there. Not necessarily do it, but spend some time looking at it, and it was my commitment to the senator that I would agree to that, to study it, see if it's workable. I don't know, and I ask legislative council, do we need to put that in the bill? Can't we just have that on the record, or how would, what would you recommend, if I may, Mr. Robinson?
Mr. Chair, Joan Robinson, legislative council. That would be a temporary charge, presumably to be done in the coming interim, and I think it's not necessary to put it in the bill if you trust the speaker and the president to authorize that study, because the bill in section 2, which is the duties of the committee, says study any other issue or policy related to transportation as authorized by the speaker or the president. Presumably they would authorize that. On the other hand, if you wanted it, if you feel more comfortable having the language in, then I would put it in a temporary section, since the bill is creating a permanent committee, but you're talking, I think, about a one-time.
Well, to my personal comfort level, I don't know about the committee, if it's in the record, we can always come back to the record.
Sure.
If we put it in the books, our books are going to get bigger and bigger. We don't need more laws. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, I am. Are you? Yeah. Because that's
Representative Lehman, you had a question?
Just one point. We're talking a little bit on, this, on the D list or the new list. I just want to say that when we started out, if you look at Section 2, it's a fairly broad charge. I don't want to get too hot on this, but there's a lot of stuff to talk about. When we talk about efficiency, this is, again, one of those efficiencies. I know if you talk to ODOT, say that they prepare a whole set of information for one transportation committee and then come back and the other committee would ask for a whole new set of information. And this is, you know, we probably have less people on the ground today because we spent so much time asking them questions on both committees. So this is one of those ways that hopefully they answer the question once and don't go to the Senate and then come to the House and back to the Senate and back to the House. I think there's efficiencies in this. It also ties in with the Local Accountability Act, because there's a lot of reports required in there back to the legislature, and it makes a lot of sense to come to one committee, not to two.
Representative Hill, and then Dukes.
Let me jump to Section 5. Why are we doing this? This seems to be a setting up a mechanism for the making sure that those who are on the committee get the transportation projects done in their districts, because, maybe I'm cynical today, showing up with a list that is contrary to maybe the wishes of this committee may on some days end up in a negative recommendation to E-Board. This is a big step that we have.
To answer your question, I think that the intent was, I believe, and please help me on the discussion, we also have a committee now that meets the day before the E-Board meets and gives approval to buy or not buy computers, and they review it and everything else. And then the E-Board, more or less, goes along with it, because none of us even know how to program a VCR, so we do need experienced help. This committee would be more versed on the transportation issues,
like,
and then they
can
move it on
question
to the E-Board at that time.
I'd like to answer your question. There is great concern among some legislators that we approve this package and then ODOT never looks again at the list. And it is not that we would, this interim committee would say, well, here, you've done this project in this region, now you do this one. That is not the intent of me voting for the bill, 2082, because we know that situations change, and the local government put something at a higher priority than they did have it, you know. And to keep it fluid, but to keep faith and say they didn't just arbitrarily make these decisions on their own, we worked with them and agreed to their changes. That was number one. And number two, the reason, am I at the wrong place? I'm sorry, Senator Farioli.
This record shows that Senator Farioli has arrived. Thank
okay. And I don't see it here, but the reason it may look like pork barreling, Representative Hill, is that we wanted, there's some concerns of people from Eastern Oregon, but we wanted one person from each of the five regions on there, not to bring the pork home, but to make sure they weren't short-shrifted for the other areas. So it is not to bring it home, but it's to make sure their interests are protected. Does that make sense?
Mr. Chair, you know, having served on the Joint Legislative Information and Technology Committee, if you're looking at that as a model of efficiency and effectiveness, I think in terms of that you're looking the wrong way, because e-board, because the decisions on e-board are usually already made by the time the committee meets, and so therefore I'm a little cynical to think that they actually listen to our recommendations and then, you know, act, you know, accordingly. But I am, I guess this is different to me than data processing and computer technology stuff, because this is in people's front doors. I mean, you go out and there's a street in front of the road, and you know, I'm just concerned that we don't open it up to you're going to get a no recommendation unless, you know, and I don't fault the legislator for that, because you're there to represent your district, and you know, and I guess I'd,
Joan Robinson,
I'll admit, I'll try to do it if I was on it. Build it in my district.
We're going to adjourn this committee no later than 9:15, ladies and gentlemen, so just talk as long as you want to, and we'll adjourn at 9:15. There was another committee to start at 8:45, and they're on the building time. They aren't even here yet, so...
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I want to make sure that you understand one thing, and this is a legal point, and it's different from a political point, that I mean, you need to understand that. Otherwise, I mean, if it weren't a legal point, I wouldn't be saying it. But constitutionally, this committee and the e-board probably do not have the authority to determine where a highway is built. So this is drafted in such a way that the committee will review the list, and they'll make recommendations to the e-board. My understanding from the people I worked with in drafting this is they will review a list that's slightly smaller than the $725 million list that's out there now, but that they won't be legally saying yes or no on a project-by-project basis. And the e-board won't be doing that either, because legally, constitutionally, the e-board doesn't really have the authority to do that, and neither would this committee. It's a legislative, whether a highway is built in a particular place, if the legislature decides to get involved with that decision, is a legislative decision to be made by the entire legislature and can't be delegated to a committee or to the e-board. That's very different from the political question.
We have before us the amendments now. The recommendations have been, if I understand it, Janet, to eliminate Section 3 and Section 4. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So is the committee comfortable with eliminating Section 3 and 4 and then getting into what they want to add? I'm sorry, I jumped over you.
It's okay. I'm concerned, and I have some of Representative Hill's concerns, maybe not quite to the extent that he does. I just want to make sure that ODOT can bring in different projects that are on, than those that are on that B list, if they go out through the STIP process to the local communities, and the local communities come back with different priorities. And for example, there's a project on that list that one of my local communities, the people in the community, don't care for it very much the way ODOT has proposed it. So I would hate to see that somehow this committee is going to make it happen.
That's definitely how I feel, that this is what this is supposed to do. The locals do get a final word in the alleged B list, whatever that is. So they will be able to look at it before it's finalized, and I feel that they should have the right, unless it's a safety issue, to overturn it.
And
common sense right.
I wanted to ask Joan what the committee can do. If we can't say you're going to build this project and that project, what can we do? I know the Joint Salmon Committee spent last interim looking at things that GWEB was proposing to spend money on and making recommendations to the e-board based on how we felt it ought to go. And the e-board was very cooperative.
That's a model for what could happen.
Okay.
If ODOT, legally, ODOT could probably go build a project that the committee had recommended against building. Whether politically they would do it or not, I don't know. I mean, if you wanted to get involved in a lawsuit about the authority of the legislature to delegate to a legislative committee, you know, I don't think you would. I don't think it would happen. I think politically it would work exactly the way you described.
And we met a few weeks before the emergency board would meet, so that there was time to really discuss it. And I remember once or twice And Senator Farioli got to recommend to the emergency board that they not move that time around because we hadn't had enough information.
I was on the e-board all three sessions, and we have listened to that committee, and my good friend here knows computer stuff, and we did delay items, I recall very definitely, because I was chairing the subcommittee that they were for, so, and I would hope we'd have the same people down there, not the same people, but the same idea down there. Let's get back to section three and four, and then move to other items. Is the committee comfortable removing section three and four as recommended by the staff?
Sure, I have a question. I understand the staff recommendation. I note the sponsor of the bill is the illustrious chairman of this committee, and I wondered if you were comfortable with the removal of three. Is this what you want to do?
My birthday is Sunday, and I promised everybody on earth I would not be here for my birthday. I'm comfortable with anything that'll get us out of this building, and it's legal or more. So to answer your question, Senator.
Would you like a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that we amend the -B5 amendments to House Bill 2680 by removing sections three and four.
Thank you. Senator Dukes moves we amend the proposed amendments to House Bill 2680 by removing sections three and four. Is there any discussion? Is there any opposition? Thank you. Now we have the amended bill. Before we have another motion, was there some technical things we needed to do, Ms. Robinson and Mr. Wilhelm?
I understand that you want to add some language that makes it clear that the committee will be staffed by the Legislative Administration Committee, and I will add that language. I can't tell you the language right now, but I promise it won't say any more than that.
Would you be comfortable with us conceptually moving that so we can do this and get it over with today?
Yes.
Would the committee be comfortable with that type of amendment? Yes. Representative Hill, would you?
Mr. Chair, I would move to further amend the B5 amendments to provide for a statement, a section in the bill that clearly states that the Legislative Administration Committee would staff this joint committee.
Thank you. Janet Atkins has that all down in total and understands completely what you said, and Joan Robinson will have us legal. Is there any discussion from the committee? Representative Lehman?
Chairman, I just want to compliment Senator Shannon. This is the first bill coming back from the Senate that hasn't had the crosswalk language in it.
Okay. Well, I didn't have the right related.
Senator Shannon, did you have a motion that you'd like?
No, I just like to. Then, are we going to continue that efficiency one just like they did before through ODOT? This is that subcommittee language out?
That
because this
has
is not
to do with this.
Right.
My
that's what
answer to you is yes. I would assume that that one is going to encompass into this. Isn't that what they're doing here? Quickly,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Wilhelm. You used to be.
Formerly honorable is what they usually say these days. But, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there was considerable discussion about this committee structure and work group structure and blue ribbon panel structure and so on. Section 7 of this bill does include the establishment of the what has commonly been referred to as a blue ribbon panel. And its charge is pretty well laid out there, and this has been done with ODOT's approval, and it will be staffed by ODOT, and it has a fairly specific mission. There, the ODOT Efficiency Committee that the director of ODOT created during the last interim is a separate entity that's still under her responsibility, and the department chose to keep those separate. They intend to go ahead with the Efficiency Committee as they have done in the past, and it is charged by a budget note, or maybe their charge is clarified with a budget note, that their target is going to be to try to find $275 million in efficiencies throughout the structure, transportation structure in the state, at the state, county, and city levels. That's not the specific charge of this.
Okay.
Bill, this is a separate blue ribbon panel that's established for the specific purposes you see outlined in the bill, and that was done at the suggestion of ODOT to leave it separate. So that's the way it's structured. It may be there may be more structure here than some people would like to see, but that was the structure that everybody agreed to, and it seems to work. So That's kind of the history of it.
I appreciate that. Any questions?
Chair, just to clarify, so Gary, we're not getting rid of any transportation committees, but we're adding two new ones? Like we have shortage.
Yes, Senator Dukes, I would say the answer is basically yes. However, we are eliminating individual interim committees while we're doing this too. So
thank you.
It's supposed to work.
Thank you. We have a motion, your motion. We all concurred. Is there any opposition? Hearing none, the amendment to conceptually amend where we will be staffed. Mr. Robinson will put that into the bill and make it legal. Representative Hill.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that the House concur in the Senate amendment dated June 1st and that the bill be further amended by the amended to B5 amendments.
Everyone understands the motion. Is there any opposition? Hearing none. We have it moved on its way. Thank you all very much for your cooperation. And we stand adjourned. We need your signatures.
Yeah, we need your signatures on all three.